Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Get it? The Bird Show.
We got into this story. I was telling my wife, but these two dudes that went to jail because they had sex with a girl that was 13 years old. They didn't know it. Her MySpace page said that she was a 19-year-old divorcee. Then they found out later after they had sex with her that she was 13 years old. One of the guys goes to her dad and goes, "Oh my God, dude, I got to tell you something. I had sex with your daughter, and I think he was 22. And the dad said, I don't care. You're going to jail.
He prints out the MySpace page showing that she's portraying herself as 19.
Right.
And explains, "I met her here. Mm-hmm. She never corrected this. Told me she was 19. Picked her up on the street. Went back to my place. Had a date. Bada bing, bada boom.
13. So dad
says, do the right thing.
Dad says, I don't care. I'm calling the cops. And he does. And to make a long story short, he ends up in jail. Guy ends up in jail for...
And it happened twice.
Yeah, the first guy ends up in jail for a year with 5 years probation. And I don't know about the second guy, but he went to jail also. And the 13-year-old's MySpace page is still up online.
Mm-hmm.
And last when they talked to her father, he's like, yeah, she's still out all sorts of hours of the night. So he wasn't doing a damn thing about it. So we got into this yesterday, and I asked the provocative question knowing they were going to be shocking answers. Is like, how young were you when you had sex with an older guy, when you misrepresented your age? Like, he thought you were 22, but you were really like 15 or 16. And the most shocking call that came in yesterday, I think, was from a woman that said that her boyfriend had been cheating on her for a year, and the guy just broke up with his girl that he was having sex with 2 weeks ago, and found out when they first started having sex, she was 12 years old.
Yeah. Oh.
12 years old.
And then another call that we heard from was a woman who had had a 3-year-long affair with the man of the head of the family that we babysat, that she babysat for.
And that's the focus today, because Jen said she doesn't think that's going to be that strange a call, because she thinks a lot of young girls get hit on by the fathers of the children that they're babysitting for.
Yeah, if that's you, call and tell us your story, because it definitely happened to me when I was younger, you know, because you're young and you're with their family or whatever, so you're in their house all the time. So they are in a comfortable space where they feel in charge and very comfortable. And also, when you're babysitting, it's usually when the parents are going out partying. So it usually wouldn't happen, or they wouldn't be inappropriate before going out, but then after coming home, after having some drinks or whatever, then there was a couple of different times that that happened. But the only time it got really weird was one time when I was being driven home. And I never went back and worked for that family ever again. Mm-hmm. But he just got inappropriate, or saying inappropriate things, or asking inappropriate questions, or whatever. And I was probably 14 or 15, something like that.
Mm-hmm. How long did you say this went on for?
Oh, no, just one time. I was certain it was inappropriate, and I never went back and worked for that family again. But I would imagine, because you're young and you don't really know what's going on, you also have a respect to this person because they're, you know, you're essentially employer when you're that young and a babysitter.
Plus you want the money too. So you're thinking, you know, if I just shut up about it, is it that bad?
Right.
You know, at 16 years old, when you get $20, that's a lot of money.
Sure.
And then who's going to believe you? Like, if you went to the wife, is she going to believe what you say? And it's just an awkward position. And it's an unfair position to put the babysitter in.
So I'm curious if we can find women that at the time you were young girls, where, or maybe there's a young girl listening right now who's like, yeah, every time I go over to babysit, you know, dude gets hammered. And when he comes home and the wife goes upstairs to check on the kids, there he is. He's got his hands all over me.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine it happens very often.
Really? And you said that yesterday? Mm-hmm. I was really surprised by that.
Did you tell Stacy that part of it? Or were you guys just talking about the other stuff?
We talked about the other stuff. We never got into that.
Because I wondered if... Because she was probably a babysitter growing up, right?
She was, yeah.
I wonder if that ever happened to her, too. Or if she was ever in a place... Because I was only in a place where I was uncomfortable, mm-hmm. but it never went, you know, any further than that. I was more uncomfortable the times that, you know, the parents had to drive me home and they were obviously, you know, had been drinking.
Should not have been
there
driving.
There were a lot more of those instances than there were this. But I would imagine it happens all the time. And that caller yesterday, a 3-year affair.
Yeah.
For with the dad of the family she babysat for.
And the mm-hmm. most shocking part of that is when she revealed her real age to him. He didn't care.
He said,
"Oh, that's right.
Right." Remember? Wasn't she like 15?
And they kept it going, right?
Yeah. And they kept it going for 3 years. He was 41 by the time the affair was over. Mm-hmm. And the wife never found out about it. But this doesn't have to be about sex. This is about just... Oh, damn. It's about the husbands. The wives have zero idea, and you're the babysitter, and they're coming on to you all the time. Sarah, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, actually, when I was a freshman at Emory University a few years ago, I was going to the gym a lot, and this guy, he was clearly older than me. I think he's about 45, 43 maybe. He's a lawyer for Emory, and he hit on me at the gym, and I kind of rejected him. I was like, no, thanks. And then my friend referred me to this family for babysitting. She was like, yeah, the dad's a lawyer at Emory, the mom's a doctor at Emory. They're super rich. Babysit for them. I go to the house. When the parents get home, the father is the married guy, is the guy that hit on me at the gym.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did
it was awkward.
See, there's so many offensive parts of that story, but did he ever come home after being out with the wife and start hitting on you without the wife around?
No, he was actually very uncomfortable about it. But then when we go back to the gym and I'd see him at the gym again, he'd be very flirty. But at home, he was very uncomfortable, clearly, because he was... You know, he'd asked me out, and he's married.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, classy, huh?
Right, thanks for calling. Charlotte, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
I never really wasn't babysitting, but I had a friend that, when I was probably 12, 13 years old, go over and spend the night. Her dad would always try to hit on me and say things. I'd eventually just wouldn't go over anymore.
What type of things would he say?
He never really said anything. It was just more or less trying to be touchy-feely. I was probably 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter that age now. That's why I don't let her go over to too many people's houses.
Mm-hmm. Kristen, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, my name's Kristen. I was like 15 years old, and I was doing this babysitting job. I couldn't drive yet, so he would always take me home afterwards. And one night, he was taking me home, and he was talking about all his weird stuff. He was, like, in his 40s, maybe 43 or so. And the guy would talk about, like, smoking weed and how I should come and smoke weed with him sometime. And then, like, occasionally, he'd say something that was, like, really off the wall, and he'd put his hand on my leg. Mm-hmm. And then, like, needless to say, I never went back after that. But then they called me, and then they got pissed off at me because I wouldn't babysit for them anymore.
Right.
And then you can't tell them why.
Yeah, the mom has no idea, right.
Exactly. And then, needless to say, the kids were awful. I mean, they didn't even discipline their kids. I mean, the whole situation was just ridiculous.
And you're not the only one. Here they come.
Yeah.
Good morning, Tori. You're on Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
Actually, this has happened to me a few times. I used to babysit for this crazy family, literally, like, their kids were, like, the son put their cat in the microwave.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
And
cooked it?
Started it, and it was crazy.
Wow.
But the dad has actually come home. He came home once or twice, and has actually hit on me before. And he would be driving me home, and he'd be drunk as mess. And I would drive home. I would drive his car home.
You were how old when you were driving his car home?
15.
15.
Mm-hmm. So it was legal, and I would drive his car home because I wouldn't feel comfortable him driving me home.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get home, and he'd leave, and he would hit on me. He'd be like, so, when you come over the next time, stuff like that. And I'm just like, hello?
Yeah.
I think you nailed this one. It's like when they come home, they're all buzzed.
Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is, like, you know, we did have that caller that it wasn't a babysitting thing. It was just going over to spend the night with friends. But I think most women, I would be shocked to find one woman in some scenario, babysitting, spending the night, doesn't matter what it is, has had some adult male be inappropriate to her at some point.
15 years old mm-hmm. and 16 years old?
Mm-hmm. And that's jacked up because that 13-year-old daughter of that woman now can't have sleepaways with her friends right. because mom's experience is that daddy's going to be touchy-touchy guy.
Eileen, you got something to add?
Yep.
I appreciate you coming on the mic to talk now.
Yeah, I just shook my head. No problem. when I was 16, I used to work at like a pub bar, like an Irish pub kind of thing, restaurant. And we'd get guys that would just be completely drunk at the bar and hit on me nonstop. Because I'm 16, I'm like, okay, like no idea, just kind of like.
And how old were these guys?
Oh, like at least in their 50s.
Oh.
It was like older. It was older gentlemen that used to come in there. Of course, it's like the weekend. They'd be completely plastered.
There was a music teacher at my school growing up that was always inappropriate with the girls. Like,
there's always one creepy, like, yeah, swinging looking teacher.
Yeah, definitely. He was really creepy, and he was let go from our school, and then several years later was like arrested for inappropriate behavior at another school. Oh, yeah. So creepy.
The two at our school, there was the women's basketball coaches for both the junior high and the high school. And they were guys, and they both were brought up on charges years later.
Rebecca, you're on Q100.
Hey, when I was 19, I went to University of Tennessee, Go Vols.
Go Vols?
And, yeah. And I used to babysit for this family. The dad was probably about 50. And, you know, young and cute, had on some short shorts, and I was in my car in their driveway, and I leaned over to the passenger seat, you know, and I felt this presence, and I looked up, and the dad was standing over me, and he went, tasty.
Oh, God.
Oh, oh God. God. Did that line work?
No.
Oh.
Stacy, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Yeah, my sister, it actually wasn't me, but my sister, she was about 14, and our church at the time, there was an older man, and he was about 40, 45, and he had a son the same age as my sister, and he had an affair with my sister for about 2 years.
He had a position at the church?
Yeah, he was like a deacon.
Oh, no.
What's a deacon mean? Is that like a...
Yeah, it was...
Fire up.
And
how
totally
old is she?
Scarred for it for the rest of her life.
She was how old?
She is, now she is 20, but she was 14 at the time.
Good God.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to a 14-year-old? And, you know, I've never been around this kind of thing, so I'm like, there's some part of me right now going, I don't know. Like, well, maybe it's misinterpreted?
A 14-year-old doesn't, I mean, the thing is that...
But he would tell her that he loved her and that he was going to leave his wife and all this stuff, and then after everything went down... They didn't say anything to the man. The preacher didn't say anything to the man about it, and the wife didn't believe anybody. But there was one time where we came out of high school one day, and there were, like, flowers on the car from him and stuff like that, and it was bad.
That's hard to misinterpret.
There are so many stories that women have about this, and I think that it's never the girl's fault. Like, it's, I mean, if you, especially if you feel, as a time you feel awkward, you don't feel attractive. You probably are arguing with your mom or your parents, and then if somebody comes into your life and talks about how much they care about you and how much they think you, you know, for some girls, they just, you know, it's not that they 100% like follow along and okay, I'll do this. It's just this awkward, okay, well, I don't know, okay, this is weird, but they, I mean, just.
Easy prey in
yes,
some cases.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Carol, you're on Q100.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm at the gas station. Listening to
you
guys.
Oh, okay. You poor thing. I'm sorry.
You're going to be there a while, yeah. So we got plenty of time.
I was there, one night. This lady was a flight attendant, and I had to babysit for this couple. And the husband was 50 years old, and I had to stay over. And the husband came home one night, and in the room I was sleeping in, he came in the bed, and he was sleeping there, and he was drunk. I had to roll off the bed easy and go downstairs and make sure that he wasn't following me back downstairs.
And you were how old and he was how old?
I was 13.
Damn. And he was how old?
50.
Oh. Just climbs in bed with you.
Crawled in bed with her.
Crawled in bed with me with his stinky boxers on and he's drunk and he I don't even know if he even did it. And I rolled off the bed, went downstairs on the sofa shaking, and I slept all night with my eyes open on the sofa.
No doubt.
No doubt.
It was just most, I never babysit again, ever.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, like what Melissa was saying, like the progression of the weirdness, because I think that they test you out by saying comments or compliments or whatever, and then it goes further and further depending on what your reaction to it is, you know? Yeah. And at 14 or 13 or whatever, your reaction to it isn't what it is when you're a grown woman and you can say, back off.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.